From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Bells toll across Tucson, Arizona, in memory of the lives forever changed by a gunman who killed 6 people and wounded 13 during an outdoor event. Among the survivors, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was critically wounded while she was meeting with her constituents. 2 years later, Giffords is taking on the gun lobby. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports that on this anniversary, Giffords and her husband are launching a new political action committee aimed at curbing gun violence.
The new PAC is called Americans for Responsible Solutions, which plans to raise money to, quote, counterbalance the influence of the pro-gun lobby. A statement on its new website says the group will encourage elected officials to stand up for solutions to prevent gun violence while also protecting responsible gun ownership. In an op-ed published in USA Today, Gabby Giffords aims her harshest words at Congress, noting that since Tucson, there have been 11 more mass shootings in the U.S., including the much deadlier ones last year in Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut. Giffords says the main purpose of her new PAC is to raise money so that members of Congress won't, in her words, have reason to fear the gun lobby. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
The White House is stepping up discussions over gun violence in response to last month's shooting rampage at a Connecticut elementary school. Vice President Joe Biden is due to meet with gun control groups tomorrow, then gun rights advocates on Thursday. It is part of President Obama's edict across the administration to present proposals by the end of this month on ways to curb gun violence. Illinois lawmakers have only hours now to come up with a plan to deal with what's considered the biggest pension shortfall in the nation. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports a new legislature is sworn in tomorrow, and if no deal is struck, the state must start new negotiations.